When my wife and I started a few years ago on the path to adopting children, I expected a lot of different emotions to be wrapped up in that experience. I expected that there would be joy. I expected there would be heartache. I expected there would be laughter. I expected there would be times when we struggled. I did not expect fear. And yet it's the reality that being a parent engenders a whole new sort of fear. You come up with a whole new list of things of which you are afraid. And I don't mean, of course, that we live in terror day to day, although with three girls in the house, two of them teenagers, at times that is accurate as well. But rather that there is a sense of fear to being a parent that words are hard to wrap around. That you lie awake at night at times and you wonder, am I doing it right? Should I have said that differently? Should I have acted differently? Should I have responded in a different way? Because the truth is that you don't know how to do this. And it's no different in adopting than having your own or any of the rest. And so you worry and you struggle. And you look at them and you wonder, who will they be and what will they become? And how can I make sure that that's pleasing to God and good for them? Being a parent comes with its own sort of fear. And into that, the prophet Isaiah speaks and says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." As we gather together this week at the beginning of spring quarter, as the syllabuses are handed out, as you look and discover that all of your professors have scheduled the papers to be due on the same day, it's hard not to do what we've always done without an eye towards the next few weeks, without an eye towards that we're just a few short weeks, few short days away from vicarage and internship placement and from call. And that comes with its own sort of fear. Where will I be? Who will I serve? What kind of place will I live in? How on earth am I going to get this house packed up and be ready to move in just a few short weeks? Then there's the unspoken fear, the one we don't talk about often. Will there be enough? Will there be a place for me? And into that, the Lord our God speaks and says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." We may fear whether we're ready. We may fear whether we have been trained enough, learned enough, know enough to possibly go out and be sufficient for the task. Some of you have been out on vicarage and you've gotten a taste of what that's like. Perhaps you've had the opportunity to be there and to stand at the bedside of one of God's children as she breathes her last in this life and opens her eyes to glory. And you wonder, am I ready to do that again? Some of you think of the children in your congregation, and you know that kids have a habit of asking questions that have no answers. You wonder, how on earth will I begin to respond to them? Am I ready for this? The answer is most assuredly no. You're not. None of us ever are. And into that, the Lord our God speaks, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Very often we live in fear of failure. We fear deep down, many of us, that we're actually going to get that call and we're going to accept it and we're going to have that church waiting for us. And then the unthinkable will happen and we'll manage to fail here at the seminary. I had an experience in my fourth year where I had been assigned to be pastor of Zion Lutheran Church outside of Atlanta, Georgia, had called, had accepted, had talked to the congregational leaders, the plans were made, and then I took one of my last classes. And being the math geek that I am, I had figured out down to the decimal point that if I had managed to completely bomb the final and get every question wrong, it was possible that I could fail this course. And it was required, of course, for graduation. And I can still remember the moment processing in line in graduation as we're getting ready to enter the chapel for the graduation exercise that my professor for that particular course saw me and waved me over out of line in graduation. And my heart stopped, and I thought of my parents sitting in the chapel above, and I thought of my congregation awaiting me in Georgia. And the professor opened his mouth, and he spoke to me, and he said, "Are you going to be around after break? Because my computer's broken." Fear of failure can own us. It can paralyze us. And the reality is that there is always something left undone. There is never enough that we have accomplished. The work is never complete. And so the truth is, on some level, yes, we will die failures. There will be things that we haven't completed. And God speaks and says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." For many of us, no, it's not the future. It's not the fear of change. It's not the fear of being ready or the fear of failing. For many of us, it's the past that owns us. There have been things that we've done that we wish now we hadn't. Things that we haven't done that we wish now in that moment we had chosen differently and we had. Words that we've said that we know have cut deep and fractured and broken relationships that we wish had remained unspoken and unthought. Words that we wish we'd spoken while we had the chance. The past can own us. It can hold us prisoner and steal things present and steal things to come. If that's where you're living this morning, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. May the Lord hold this ever before each of our eyes. Amen.